very nice indeed to be able to say Alleluia again on this day. We gather to celebrate this night the dawning of the new light. For those of you who've been around a while, you know that all the lights in the church were extinguished on Good Friday. There were no candles. The light representing Christ's presence was gone, as was the blessed bread and wine. And now the light has returned, and soon we will turn to the table to celebrate the first Eucharist of Easter. It is joy to be here. It is joy to do this work with you. As I was reflecting on especially our reading from Paul's letter to the Romans tonight, I was struck about how because of Jesus' resurrection, we can live resurrection now. Something about what happens when Jesus gets up out of the tomb on the third day means that our lives can be different today. Now, we've all heard the phrase, dead to me. You know, we heard this in terms of people. You are dead to me. There's been a break in relationship. It feels like you have no obligation to this person any longer. But you can also die to things, right? You can really enjoy one restaurant and then go to another of the same type that tastes even better, and all of a sudden that first restaurant is dead to you. You can't imagine going back. Now, for Christians, I think it is probably entirely inappropriate to ever say, you are dead to me, to a human being. But as St. Paul says tonight, there are some things that we should say that we are dead to. So we start at the end of our reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. And Paul writes, we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died, he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Death has no dominion over Jesus. Death is dead to Jesus. Now, remembering the whole Christian story, we heard it from the beginning, the middle, and now in the fulcrum point, the place where everything turns. We have in Jesus the incarnate Son of God, the eternal Son of God, who was with God and was God in the beginning, takes our flesh and dwells among us. He takes on a full and complete humanity so that as our great high priest, he can sympathize with our weaknesses. He knows what it's like to struggle. And through his life, he carries our sin. He carries our shame. He takes it through a whole life of growing, a whole life of being prepared for his ministry. And then he's baptized and sent into his prophetic work where he heals, he teaches, he casts out demons, and sometimes it's so much that he has to retreat to quiet places to be alone with God. Jesus understands. And when he goes to the cross, something happens. By submitting himself to death, it's as if death itself was killed. Death tries to swallow Jesus like it swallows everything else. And when it drags Jesus down into the pits of Sheol, instead of finding a human being alone that will turn to dust, he finds instead the incarnate Word of God that will not return to God void, that will be spoken. Death no longer has dominion over this one. Jesus has trampled the gates of hell, has taken the prisoners to heaven. Death is dead to Jesus Christ. But also because of this, because we have been united with Jesus in holy baptism, death has no dominion over us either. at the top of our reading, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And at the end, we must consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. When Jesus went to his death, by taking on our humanity and taking it to the cross, by being united with him in holy baptism, the death that Jesus died became our death. We were in him as he was hanging from the cross. We were in him as he said, "It is finished." Really, truly, spiritually, we have died and are hidden with Christ in God. And because of this, the same victory that Jesus has over death is present already in us. Death is dead to us, if we'll let it be. And because death is dead to us, so also is sin. Sin is often driven by our fear of being cast out, our fear of being lonely, our fear of death. Because Jesus has conquered death and conquered sin in his body, we too are dead to death and dead to sin. And therefore, friends, we get to walk in the light and the life of the resurrection even now. Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. If living in the fear of death is about scarcity, is not being able to see the good around us, not being able to rejoice in the life that's around us because we're so afraid of that life ending, being able to walk in the resurrection, knowing that Jesus' resurrected life is present within us even now, means that we can leave that place of scarcity and fear and walk into the place of God's abundance. We can look for what's good and true in each other. We can cultivate the fruits of the Spirit. We can say yes when God calls us by name. We can say yes when we see the man beaten and bruised in the ditch. Like the Samaritan, we can dive in. We can say yes because in Jesus Christ, we see the abundance and goodness of God's creation, redeemed and restored by God's love. Because I think this is the deep mystery that Paul will get to in a couple of chapters. In Jesus Christ is all of humanity. All of humanity in Christ goes to the cross, descends to hell, is raised again on the third day, and ascends into heaven. But Paul points to a mystery. And it's how the creation itself groans, waiting for its redemption. And Paul says, it groans waiting for the children of God to be revealed. Because Jesus' resurrection is not just about a first century rabbi coming back to life after being dead. It is about the world starting to be made right. In Jesus Christ, we too are raised. And in us being raised, the universe will be raised again as well. The Bible talks about fire and all of these things, but it also talks about a new heaven and a new earth. And I think we need to think about this as a time when we will be resurrected into the resurrection of creation. Because all comes in Jesus Christ. All dies and all will be made alive. Death is dead to Jesus. And because of that, death and sin are dead to us. And because those things are true, we can live Jesus' resurrection life even now, which, friends, is part of God's redemption of the very ground we walk on. So we come to the table. I invite you to taste the abundance of God's love for you tonight. And then go out and look for opportunities to taste it in other places. On street corners, in the office, with your family, with a friend. Find opportunities to notice and cultivate and name God's abundance. This is slow sometimes, this tasting, this abundant life. Fast other times. But death is losing its, death has lost its power over us, and we can grow in the knowledge of that truth. We can live fully. We can give fully. We can live in the resurrection even now. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.